Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, I've got the lovely Dr. Ava Cadell, a clinical sexologist and leading authority on love, relationships, intimacy, and sex. We'll be talking about all these topics and more, and even answering some of your emails. Thanks for listening. Okay, I've been throwing out a few mentions here and there about how I received a Sibian in the mail because we were just getting to know each other. I wasn't really ready to get into it, but now I'm ready to spill the beans. This thing will change your sex life. You may think you know all about the Sibian, but forget what you've heard because it's so different from any other sex product you've seen before. In fact, it's so much more than just a sex toy. The Sibian is a full-on sexual experience, one that you can enjoy solo or with a partner. For one thing, it's the only sex product with a unique mountable design that simulates the feel of riding a partner during the women on top position. And the cool thing about the Sibian is that each woman has the power to customize her experience every time she uses it and make it work for her. There's 11 different attachments you can choose from. They have like ones that look like a penis, they have different clitoral ones, they have a finger-shaped one, whatever you're into. All this is to provide you with a variety of orgasms to choose from. Right? How doesn't sound bad, does it? There's no limit to the ways you can experience a Sibian, and each machine is as unique as the woman riding it. And also, women who have trouble reaching orgasm during intercourse, I know there's a lot of you out there, Sibian could be the secret to unlocking your orgasmic potential. So repeated rides on the Sibian can actually train your body to orgasm, making it easier to experience multiple O's and increased sexual response with a partner. And because of the unique design of the Sibian, once you learn how to orgasm with it, you transfer that experience to sex with your partner. Get it? So you learn like how you move and what you like, and then you do that with your partner. It's super cool. Oh, have I mentioned how it will also be hot for your partner to watch you? Watch you play with it, watch you ride it. You guys can make out, it's a little foreplay. And this testimonial from the Sibian website says it all. My husband and I have been married for 17 years, and I always thought our sex life was okay. But I didn't get too excited about it. My first time on the Sibian, I can hardly describe the feeling I had when my body just exploded. It was just unreal what happened to me. I soon realized that at age of 38, with Sibian, I had my first orgasm ever. I've now started having orgasms while making love to my husband, and I have Sibian to thank. Thank you, Joan in Texas. So to hear what other customers have to say about their sex life-changing Sibians or to order your own customized Sibian today, visit Sibian.com. That's Sibian.com. And as a special treat for all my listeners, you get $75 off your first order with code EMILY75. That's EMILY75 at Sibian.com. Thanks for listening.
Into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can listen to all the podcasts, sign up for our mailing list. We up every day. We are uploading our website. We're uploading videos, changing our website. We've got vlogs. We've got information for you. So take a gander. Check out Sex with Emily. And we're also relaunching a new site in a few weeks. Menace, you didn't know that, did you? I'm here with Menace.
Yeah, you haven't told me about any new site.
I know.
Launch.
Usually I like wrangle you into it.
I know.
But you're not at all. But I am going to have your bio on there because that wasn't on my last one. And I asked you to send me stuff and you didn't.
Yeah. You should know everything about me. We've known each other for 10 years. I could write a bio about you.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks. I'd be afraid. I'd probably have to.
I feel loved. No, thank you.
What?
I'm just kidding.
Love you. I do. It's good to see you.
Yeah.
And we have a lovely guest here, Dr. Ava Goodell. She's a clinical sexologist, and she has founded Sexpert.com, and you see patients as well as a therapist, and she has Loveology University, and we run a lot of the same circles, we like a lot of the same things, and for so long I've wanted her on the show, and we just actually got to dinner last week and got to know each other a little better, and I'm so glad you're here, because she knows everything and more about sex and relationships, so thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Emily.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. It's wonderful.
Now, how do you make a name for yourself in this biz?
Well, you do exactly what Emily does. You get on TV shows. Like this week, I'm on Kendra on Top. I took Kendra and Hank on an intimacy retreat to help their marriage. And you write books. I've written 9 books. And, you know, you just put yourself out there. Help as many people as you can to have the best sex of their lives. Right, Emily?
Yes, exactly. That's what we do. So tell me, because Menace loves... Yeah, so you were on Kendra on Top. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, definitely know everything about that. Yeah.
Yeah, so how did you, what's the intimacy retreat? Like, what happened?
Well, so last week on Friday, you saw me go to their home to evaluate them to see if they were even ready to go on to the intimacy retreat. Well, they were, although she was, you know, worried that it was going to be too cheesy for her. And the thing is that actually Kendra hates to hug and kiss. And Hank loves intimacy more than Kendra. So they both agreed to come to my weekend intimacy retreat, which is airing this Friday. I can't tell you too much, but it's very volatile. I brought in a couple of my other colleagues, like Dr. Hernando Chavez.
Love Hernando Chavez.
And I brought in a lady called Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, who did some couples yoga with them and tantric massage with them. But I really worked hard on their communication and their boundaries. And there's been a lot of, you know, lack of trust in their relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, my intention was to get them to fall madly in love with each other all over again. So you got to watch it to see.
Oh, I can't wait to see. But that's what you do anyway, right?
Yeah. I'm sure if people, if they miss the episode, they can just get on Google and stream it somewhere.
Exactly.
Like iTunes.
Yeah. But that's amazing. So because you see patients as well in your practice.
I do. I have a wonderful private practice, both one in West Hollywood and one in Malibu. And I just love helping singles, couples, triads, all kinds of people just really connect and have intimacy. I mean, a lot of people don't even know what intimacy means, never mind experience it.
Well, what's your definition of intimacy?
What's yours, Emily?
Because I think you're right. I mean, I think that people think, oh, we're intimate. We hang out all the time. They think it's like time spent together, or they think it's like we, you know, have been living together for 10 years, but you could do all those things and not have any intimacy. Yeah. So I guess a typical client, maybe, if they are having intimacy issues, how would you?
So I break down the word phonetically in... to me, see. And it's really about showing your partner who you are from the inside out. It's not about, you know, sex necessarily, although that can be nice as part of it. But it's about connecting on a mind, body, heart, even spiritual way to take your relationship to another level where you are best friends, you respect each other, you trust each other, you have great communication and lots of sex.
That's great. That's exactly, but I feel like, I always say, like, I think every couple needs therapy, and then after that, they probably, I mean, if not even just regular therapy, they probably need sex therapy. Because, you know, we all know that what happens when you're in relationships for a while, people can struggle with that, so.
Why do you think a lot of people need a third person to talk to?
About
are they just is the thing, is they're just so afraid to talk to each other that they feel more comfortable that they need a third party?
No, because they blame each other. And when there's a third person who's qualified like we are, we can see both sides and we can sort of be a mediator. We can say, okay, what do you love about each other? What do you love? What would you like to improve in your relationship? Now, what are your deal breakers? Okay, now let's negotiate.
Exactly. That's what they can't do on their own. And a lot of times couples are having the same arguments over and over again. And they're like, I talked to, you know, like that caller we had, you know, on another show, we're starting to take calls. So check us out on Twitter and our website. We'll be telling you how to call in. But we did a show with callers recently, and they're just like, well, I've tried. Don't you hear this all the time? Well, I already told her. I told him what I needed. And we talked about it like once. But they just can't break through with each other. So it helps to have someone else who can look at both sides and be like, okay. Mm-hmm. But even then, it can be hard to get forced.
Well, yeah, because you might tell your partner something, but they don't hear exactly what you want them to hear. Either you're using your right brain hemisphere, they're using their left brain hemisphere, or there's anger or resentment, and they're just not listening. So there's all kinds of problems that happen when you live with someone for a long time.
I know. So what would you say? Because I don't work directly with couples and stuff. So is there anything that you think, I know you see probably a lot of different kinds of people, couples and individuals, but is there a specific tool or exercise that you think is probably like one that works the best for people who are trying to reconnect? Because that is a top question I get asked too. People are like, how can we bring it back? Can we get the spark back? Is there like some things that you do that you think are, you know, that have always worked or that work a lot of the times, or walk me through that process?
There's one exercise which I did with Kendra and Hank to see if they really were qualified for the intimacy retreat, and that is to exchange roles. So Kendra had to become Hank and emulate his body language and his voice, and then he became her, and I said, okay, I want you to have a conversation about why you think it's a good idea to
Hank,
do this.
And then Hank probably finally became the alpha in the relationship.
Fine. Interesting,
yeah,
right?
No, she's totally the alpha in the relationship.
Yes, and that's one of the things I did in the retreat. I said, now it's Hank on top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
And she liked that. That turned her on. Yeah.
That's interesting, because a lot of times there are women who are more in their masculine, and so it was kind of playing with those energies.
Not that she's masculine, but you know.
No, but in her masculine energy.
Yeah, that she doesn't take any shit, you know?
Right, exactly. So that's really cool.
But that's a good exercise. Just pretend, you know, change roles and have a conversation about something. But you must have a happy ending. That's the only rule. It's got to be win-win.
No pun intended or pun intended?
Yeah, pun intended,
exactly.
Of course.
Okay, speaking of happy ending.
Yeah.
Well, orgasms, kind of. Okay, so I have a question for you. I know that you've talked about nipple orgasms, breast orgasms extensively. And so during Masturbation Month, which was May, I decided that I was going to have a goal for myself and that I wanted to have a nipple orgasm, breast orgasm. And I got really busy. You weren't here when I talked about this. I didn't achieve it, Ava. I fell short on my goal. And
you
I'm wondering.
You should have called me, Emily.
I know. Well, now that we're friends.
What are friends for but to help with nipple orgasms?
Now, when you're helping people with nipple orgasms, are you like, are they busting out their breasts in front of you and you're showing them?
Yeah, do
like,
you do hands-on nipples?
Actually,
she's
I
so
don't.
Hot. I feel
actually,
like,
I don't. But oh, for really? Emily, I would.
She yeah. would. She'd play with my nipples.
I mean, we can do it right now. No one's watching.
That'd be a good show.
Yeah.
But what do you recommend? Because it is very common. Like they say, it's the second most common orgasm. Or
yeah, yeah.
Orgasm, but like. Talk to me about
well,
it.
You've
what
got to you've got to get into the mood. You've got to get into a juicy frame of mind and fantasize or watch porn or whatever it is you do. Get a bubble bath, eat chocolate. I don't know, have a man giving going down on you while you're doing it. Whatever
yeah,
it
or
takes.
Or even a vibrator.
Mm-hmm. Oh, even a vibrator, yeah.
Even.
A sex toy will do it too. But for a woman, sex begins between the ears before it can go anywhere. And then have the intention. And your intention is to have your first nipple orgasm.
Right.
And don't be in a rush, because I know you're always in a rush.
I know.
She's always multitasking.
Totally.
You can't do that when you want to have an orgasm.
That's my problem, you think? Okay. So nipple, but just start touching. I mean, do you think any woman can have one?
I think any woman can have a nipple orgasm, just like any woman can have a G-spot orgasm, but not every woman wants it or needs it.
Right. It just was my goal. And I honestly didn't work that hard on it. Like, if I really wanted it, it might have happened, but I'm just... I got busy. I got distracted.
Right. It wasn't a priority. But had you wanted one, and for next time, what I recommend is using something wet, like some lube or even your own saliva, and putting it on your nipples. And as I said, watch something really sexy. So what turns you on? What gets you into a juicy frame of mind?
I guess probably watching porn, watching like, you know, I like, you know, lesbian porn, female porn, like women going down on other chicks.
Okay, so there you go.
I've been trying to watch more porn. Like the guy I'm dating is more into like BDSM, bondage porn, which is really hot too. I actually don't even make a lot of time to watch porn, but that's been a new goal of mine as well. Because usually I'll just like knock one out like a dude. But I'm focusing on, you know, doing more of that. Porn, reading.
It's research. You have to do research, Emily.
And
yeah.
But for so long, I wasn't making time for what I actually do, which is, you know, now I think I'm at the place where I can. So
but that's
I have
okay.
particular time because, like, I have so many toys to try, so many things to do. And
you do. But, you know, we do teach what we need to learn the most.
I know.
Mean, I'm in this business because I had a very repressed upbringing.
Did
with
you?
Nuns
I was going to ask how you got into it. Really?
Orphanage and blah, blah, blah. Yes, absolutely.
So how did you first get into this?
Well, through adversity, I had the worst upbringing, bad relationships, abusive, horrible. I hit rock bottom and, you know, felt suicidal and didn't know about love or sex or romance or anything. And so I really think it was my destiny to become a sexologist and overcome all the guilt and shame that was
so much of that
programmed into my head. And so,
So through doing this work, you learned that. So what about like masturbation? Did you masturbate growing up?
I did, but I felt guilty about it. I used to be, you know, humping my pillow and so afraid somebody would come in, and which made it more exciting.
Right, exactly. Because I never did anything. I mean, I wasn't really repressed, but I didn't have any experience like with sex or with masturbation or anything. So through your work, you learned more about just accepting yourself and
loving yourself. I mean, masturbation is a great form of self-love and acceptance.
It is, and it's so important.
It is. People, whether you're in a relationship or not, I think everybody should masturbate.
Right, exactly.
At least once a day.
Once a day.
Once a week.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing after this. Exactly. Okay, so maybe we can get some emails. Do you want to help me answer some emails from the people here?
Sure, would love to.
Okay. Oh, this is perfect.
All right.
I didn't even mean for you to serve this up already. It's about sexual guilt. Dear Emily, I'm a 20-year-old girl, and I just lost my virginity about a month ago. I'm not in a relationship right now, so the two people I have had sex with, I was not romantically involved with, and I can't shake this guilty, awful feeling. What is your advice for overcoming sexual guilt and anxiety? Also, unprotected sex while on birth control, is it worth it? Thanks so much for your time. Your podcast has helped me gain a more positive outlook on sex. Love, Carly. What do you think about that? Overcoming is kind of what we talked about.
Well, I think Carly probably regrets having sex with the people she did have sex with, and she did it unprotected. So I think the guilt is actually warranted a little bit, but, you know, she can't beat herself up too much. She's got to learn from her lessons. I don't think there's any mistakes. I think they're just lessons.
I agree, yeah.
So next time, I would say next time, make sure that you have, you know, an intention when you have sex with no regrets, no matter what happens, and definitely practice safe sex.
Yeah, definitely don't have sex again with somebody that you don't care
about.
Yes,
she's on the pill, though, but still, she's on the pill, but she, you gotta use condoms.
That's not gonna protect her from STDs.
It's not gonna protect you, exactly. I just feel like there is such a stigma still, and it's like people just use condoms, like then you get an STD. You know, what's better? Like, what's worse, right? You wanna walk around with, like, get pregnant and have an STD, or just, like, wear a condom. And believe me, people, they're not, like, I think that they get such a bad rap, but there's so many amazing condoms out there now that actually feel really good and they're different.
The blonde kid from Charles in Charge just came out. Yeah, you know that TV show, Charles in Charge?
Yeah, like 20 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
totally.
But it was just the news this week that he has HIV now, and he was telling everybody that, like, dude, you have to make sure you're
absolutely
protected while you're out there having sex casually.
Right. You do. And Carly, thank you for writing. And just, like, pinpoint where these feelings are coming from. If she was raised, like, you know, with a religious background, whatever it is, you got to work through them. People think, like, they can just repress them. And obviously, like, through your work, you, Ava, learned to get through your, and look where you are now.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think she should overcome her guilt and shame by saying, okay, this is my lesson. I didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
I didn't do anything to hurt anybody. And it's okay to have a one-night stand as long as you don't have regrets.
Exactly. But it sounds like she wasn't really ready for it.
No.
Okay. So we'll do another Did you have a question? Look like you were going
to
answer.
No. I was waiting for the
okay. And thanks everyone for emailing me. feedback@sexwithemily.com. I love hearing from you. And also, they're doing a good job. Name, age, and where you live.
Location. Nice.
Yeah. They love it.
They never have to give us the real name. Oh, no. They forgot the other one.
What's the other one?
How do you listen to the podcast?
How do you listen?
Do you listen on sexwithemily.com? Do you download the podcast on iTunes? Do you use Podcast One, Stitcher?
Right. There's so many great apps.
So many different places that you can listen to the podcast.
Yeah.
How do you listen to it?
Exactly. And I also want to thank Dr. Ava Cadell for being here. And let's just tell people where they can find you, because I don't know if we did. It's the best place is avacadell.com, correct? Air Loveology, A-V-A-C-A-D-E-L.
Yep. AvaCadell.com works.
It's all on our website.
Or sexpert.com.
Sexpert.com. And then Twitter and Facebook. I'm just... Want to shout you out here? Just do you have all that stuff?
I have all that.
Okay. We'll put it all on our site as well. I was just looking for it in here, but it is at Dr. Ava Cadell on Twitter. Okay. Just going to keep going here. Just help people out here. Keep going. Ready?
Yes.
Staring at me. Okay. Hi, Emily. I'm a new listener, only about 6 months, but I love your show. And he listens through Podcast One. On my third bottle of Down Under he's on his third bottle of Down Under Comfort. I love it. Best ever. That's I purchased great. Promescent, but I haven't been able to use it yet. Boo. I'm 48 and my lady is 49. We've been dating for about 3 years now. Sex was fantastic in the beginning, but now maybe once or twice a month. When we do have sex, I'm always the one who's asking and trying to make it work. I recently told her that I believe sex is very important in a relationship and can help with stress, anxiety, and an overall mood booster and intimacy. She tells me that she really doesn't care that much for sex anymore and asks, well, what would you do if I was physically or mentally unable to have sex? How do you answer a question like that? Thanks for all your help, Alan. Yeah, long-term relationship. Well, they've been dating for 3 years, 48, 49. Once or twice a month having sex, and it's just mismatched libidos, which is very, very common. I'm sure, Dr. Ava, you see a lot of people like that.
Yeah, it's definitely that, but also I think there's some issues in the relationship. You know, there's obviously resentments, anger towards Alan from his partner that need to be dealt with. There need to be some communication solutions and, to find out why she's not interested.
Right. Could be sex drive at 49.
It could be hormonal, but when you really love somebody, you still have intimacy. Even if you don't have intercourse, you can cuddle, you can have oral pleasure, you can do massages. I mean, there's so much foreplay you can engage in.
Yeah.
But I feel there's a disconnect between the two people here.
Right, and there might be something else going on. Again, the issues, sometimes there's like stress in the relationship they haven't talked about.
Yeah, why are these conversations so hard to have?
They're so hard. They're because so it's hard like we're not, we're not trained.
Exactly. Nobody tells you how to talk intimately or erotically. Nobody tells us that.
Nobody.
Have to find out or listen to Emily.
Yeah, listen to Sex with Emily.
Yes.
Yeah, go to sexpert.com.
But then you say, just talk to him, and then it's like, I'm trying to figure out the setting and the situation.
Well, that's a really good point, because I actually realized earlier this year, I've been doing this for 10 years, and I was like, God, I'm just like, my whole thing is like communication is a lubrication. And then I just realized, like, I'm like, talk to your partner. It's not that easy. So then actually did a few shows like Sex Scripts. Do you remember we did that? Mm-hmm. We read like, okay, we did a role play. But it's really, I just say it's like ripping off a Band-Aid. But really, like, there is no perfect time, place. I mean, you definitely don't want to do it in the bedroom. But it's like anything in life. You practice. You just start talking about it. Like, it doesn't have to be perfect. And once you have the conversation going, hopefully that will get you places in your relationship.
Right. And there's different ways that are more effective than others. So,
yeah,
for example,
let's talk about it.
Stating your desires is much more effective than asking permission or telling your partner you don't like something. So, for example, you could state your desire by saying, I really want to make love to you this weekend, and I just want it to be amazing, and you can have your orgasm first, and I just want to be the best lover you've ever had. That's my desire. That's stating your desire.
Exactly.
As opposed to saying, we never have sex anymore, and you're always too busy, and blah, 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 blah. Or asking permission, oh, please, can we have sex this weekend? It's been so long. That's not sexy.
That doesn't. It's so not sexy. Right. And that's how most people have it. They're like, when we haven't had sex in 6 months since there was snow on the ground. I can't remember what. No one. That's not an incentive. That's not a motivator for people at all.
No, it makes people feel defensive. It's like, well, it's not my fault. It's your fault. No,
right,
it's not
exactly. But then the last thing they're going to do is like give you a blowjob when you talk like that, right?
Definitely.
So,
Not
even a hand job. Yeah. I do love hand jobs.
Hand jobs are a waste of time. But
no, they're not. Menace and I have had a debate for 10 years about hand jobs.
You can combine hand and mouth.
I know, but I'm talking solo hand jobs. Waste of time. I mean, a guy will take one. You know what I'm saying? Because we're desperate.
Just mix it up.
But
mix it up.
They'll ultimately just want a blowjob. But they'll take the hand
I've
job.
Never heard a man say that before, that Thank a hand you. Job well, is a waste of time.
Well, they're just, I mean, I'm just being honest, and I'm speaking for all men here.
you are not speaking for all men.
That, yes, we will take a hand job, but we 100,000% we would prefer a blowjob over a hand job.
It's an appetizer then leading into it. I was never saying that one should stand alone.
No.
We're not going to get into it. It's been a 10-year debate. We used to get – it's literally the most emails we've ever received in our entire life was about the hand job debate. It became a whole – we had T-shirts. No. We bought billboards.
Yeah.
Okay. But first, speaking of the most popular thing we've ever talked about, I have to tell you about a product – that I always talk about products on the show that will improve your sex life. And now I have to tell you about a product that has improved my sex life and literally changed my life. And I talked about it on the show. We did a review of this product. And I've never, except for the hand job debate, received so many emails from my listeners who were so excited about it because we were giving one away. They wanted to win one. They want to know more about it. And this is called The Intensity by Pour Moi. And it's kind of like, you know, I always talk about the benefits of Kegel exercises. I have an iPhone app called Kegel Camp, but how many of us really do them? Like, who remembers to do them? And even if we do them once in a while, like when we're at a stoplight, and I remember, Ava, we were having dinner last week, and I've told this so many times, you remember to do them when you're on the phone talking to someone. You need a trigger. You link it in when she's on the phone. She's like, I'll do my Kegel exercise, which is so great, you know, but a lot of people just don't remember. And also you're like, 5 minutes, am I doing them right? A lot of people don't do them right. So now there's a product that actually does your Kegel exercises for you and gives you mind-blowing orgasms. The Intensity is a revolutionary intimate health and stimulation device. It takes all the confusion out of Kegels. You literally just have to lie back and let it do them for you. It's a vibrator and a Kegel exerciser. It's the only device that it combines pleasure with pelvic floor toning, which is so important for men and women, but especially for women. Well, this toy is for women, that women who have a weak pelvic floor experience urinary incontinence. You know, you sneeze, you pee. You can also learn to have stronger orgasms and more frequent orgasms. This toy targets your G-spot and clitoris. It uses gentle electrostimulation to contract your vaginal muscles. It blows my mind, and I have, like, Kegels of steel right now, I got to tell you. So check it out, you guys. Experts are calling Intensity the only intimate health product every woman needs. This is an orgasm game changer. Go to pourmoi.com. That's pourmoi.com. Okay, so Ava, I know we talked about this at dinner as well. You have also tried the Intensity, correct?
I have. I've used it myself, and I've had a lot of clients who've come to see me who say that actually the Intensity has literally changed their lives. For example, a woman who had a baby, and after childbirth, she said her vagina was just very loose, and her husband wasn't happy.
And the a lot of women have this concern. And
right,
yeah.
But you know what? He was smart. He told her that he wasn't happy. He told her why. And she came to see me, and we found the perfect solution, which was the Intensity. And she used it religiously every day, I think for the first 3 weeks. And then she used it once a week. And within 3 months, she said that she had the tightest feeling, and so did he, during sex. And her muscles were incredibly strong, and she just felt like a new woman. She said, it's like plastic surgery for my vagina, but it's all natural.
Exactly. That's the thing. And now, you know, you've heard of this, like women getting like labioplasty and stuff to make tighter. The problem with that is that it's just cosmetic. So it goes back to where it was. But with this, it actually strengthens from the inside. And so many women just, they experience it after childbirth. Just when you get older, as you age, you're just muscles get all, everything gets looser and drops. And that's really cool. So it actually felt just as tight. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, she even wrote to me and thanked me profusely, and I forwarded it on to the company.
Oh, that's so funny. I mean, I feel like, and for me, because I I actually, it's become part of like my daily ritual. I love it. Like I sit back in my bed. It's like 5 to 10 minutes I do it. And I feel like my orgasms have gotten stronger. I'm more like wanting sex more often. And it also is a vibrator at the end. So it's like my little bonus. Like have an orgasm. It's cool, man. It's like what?
Yeah, pelvic no, floor. I'm listening. You've been pimping out the pelvic floor for a while.
Well, yeah, that's yeah. why. Yeah, my iPhone app too, because it reminds you to do it. So, but you should do yours too, Menace. It's important for men, Kegel exercises as well.
Definitely.
Helps men with premature ejaculation. Mm-hmm. Helps men, same thing, like just
keep your erection for longer.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, impress your partner. But, you know, what's unusual about the product is that it does not only strengthen your pelvic floor muscles, but it also can give you pleasure. And that's unusual.
That's what's really cool. Even it's shaped like a rabbit vibe.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a sex toy. It really is a sexual health enhancement product. But yeah, that it does have this rabbit vibe that goes on the clitoris, so it can stimulate the 8,000 nerve fibers in the clitoris.
Exactly.
And one client I had, I gave it to, who had never had an orgasm before, ever. And, you know, a lot of women haven't. I think it's about 15% of women right now that I know from the last statistic that have never had an orgasm, maybe because of lack of the right kind of stimulation or fear or trauma.
Right.
Or, you know, they're mad at their partner, whatever it is. But this is quite a powerful product that can help those women.
Yeah, it's great. So you do, I mean, yeah, I mean, I love it, clearly. Mm. I get very excited. But Ava, so do you have a lot of women who come to you who have never had orgasms or pre-orgasmic? And
I do. I have a lot of women who are in emotional and physical pain, literally, because of some kind of, sexual dysfunction. And actually, there's 43% of women over 20 and under 80 who have something that's causing
pain, right?
Yeah, I mean, dryness or hormonal changes or pain during intercourse or there's some issue. And women are just desperate for help.
I know. And they really do feel, and women don't talk about the pain either. Or like they suffer through the pain during intercourse and then it makes them just want to stop. And they don't, and there could be so many reasons for it, but they often don't get the help or talk to their doctors about it or anything.
Right. They don't feel worthy. And then as you just said, yeah, a lot of women don't talk to their male gynecologist. And my gynecologist sends me his patients because he says I'm better qualified than he is to talk to women, you know, about their vaginas.
Right. Exactly. What kind of things else do you recommend to that? Like, what's your like favorite toys right now? Is there anything great that you really like or that you're excited about?
I mean, I just love the variety of toys. It's sort of like dessert. Mm-hmm. You can't just have one.
Right. I know.
But I
have
do,
a houseful, right. household.
But I like the toys that can, you know, stimulate different erogenous zones, from the nipples to the clitoris to the perineum to the C spot, the A spot, the U spot, the G spot.
all Did you those know there's things. All those spots, Menace?
Yeah, there's so many different toys out there now. It's so insane. Like a couple weeks ago, we had somebody in there, and they're talking about like electric current running.
Oh yeah, all the electro stimulations, all electro current. Right, I know. There's right, exactly. Like Jimmy Jane, Hello Touch makes the one now that you get the electro currents through your body, plus orgasm, whatever you're into.
There's so many options.
There is. Now, when I travel around the world lecturing, I usually take toys that don't look like toys. Like, you know, I vibrator lipsticks and vibrator mascaras and like little vibrator rings with bullets, because I get stopped. You know, and they search my suitcase, and if I have phallic-looking toys, they take them away.
Yeah, I hate when that happens. I hate when they.
So I am a fan of things that are really creative. That, and especially if you have kids, you don't want to have a giant dildo hanging around.
No, you really don't. No, the kids always find that goddamn giant dildo.
And your dog would love sex toys.
Oh yeah, she would.
I've been trying to give him one forever. He won't do it. So, what are some of the top questions? Like you've been a sexologist for a while now. I've been doing this for 10 years. How do you think the conversation has changed? Have you noticed anything like in the last 5 years that there's like all of a sudden there's all these questions about blank that you think are coming your way?
Well, I think people are more open. I think men especially are now asking for help. You know, now that it's the new millennium. Before, I think women would come by themselves, but now men want to come and see the sexologist too and be empowered. They finally admit they don't know everything.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So they want to know more
about
pleasing.
All that, but, you know.
Yeah, they want to know how to please their partner, because really men are very simple creatures. They just want their partner to be happy. And a lot of women don't know how to express what they need sexually.
So what if a woman doesn't know how to do it? Let's say, because I think there's a lot of women who listen to this, like, I don't even know what I want. Like, I don't know. I've been having sex the same way. Do you have, like, questions you ask them specifically, like, to break it down? Like, a woman who's like, I don't even know. Like, we've just been having sex and I'm bored, or I never had an orgasm. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I ask a woman, you know, do you want romantic pleasure? Do you want wild, kinky pleasure? Do you want quickies? Do you want, you know, long production? So, yeah, I try to find out what turns her on mentally.
Because it's all right.
Because it all begins between the ears. And then I always tell a woman, make love to yourself first. Discover all those erogenous zones so that when you find a partner, you can give directions, you know, positively. Like, oh my God, I love it when you do this. It feels amazing.
And you have to do it positively, people. We're talking about positive stuff. That's what we talked about. Okay, we have another question we can answer here.
Okay.
Time for this. Okay, hey, Emily, I have a question for you today. I'm a 23-year-old female, and I've recently gotten divorced from my husband. Long story short, we were not married that long, and I realized I made a mistake marrying him. I was more interested in the idea of being married than I was interested in him. Our relationship, I thought I was asexual because I was never interested in sex with him. I had never been with anyone before. Now that I'm single, I've recently met a man that I'm extremely sexually attracted to. Just talking about sex with him gets me turned on. Anyway, his penis is a lot bigger and wider than anyone I had been with before. We both feel like I'm always too tight to be able to last the whole time. Even in the beginning, we thought that he wasn't ever going to fit. After we've had sex for 20 minutes or so, my vagina gets so sensitive, we have to stop. We use a lot of lube, but do you have any other suggested ways about how to get my vagina to last longer without getting too sensitive? Is it possible for a vagina to be too tight? Thanks, Emily. Any advice would be appreciated. Big penis.
Wow. Well, you know what?
Yeah.
She needs the intensity.
I know, really.
Because the inflation part of the intensity, it gives this full feeling, you know, when it goes into the vagina. And you
can't even talk about that, right?
Yeah. You can make it as narrow or as big as you want. And I think that would really help her.
That's so true. The intensity has this really cool function where you can inflate it. So it places the plates in the right place so it can actually do your muscles for you, but then she could actually feel that fullness.
Yeah.
And it starts the blood flowing and help her her body be able to adapt to his penis. That's
right.
A good point.
And it presses the internal, you know, root of the clitoris, which is really exciting.
Right.
Because a lot of women just thought the clitoris was just outside.
I know, but there's roots. Do you know that, Menace? It's not just the little button?
Yes.
The roots go inside. He's learning this.
Yeah. The question is, again, where do you even pick up one of these things?
Oh, pourmoi.com.
Which means for me in French.
Right, exactly. Pourmoi.com. That's the intensity, I guess, is just the answer for everything. But I think that she also, you know, she's using lube. The vagina, like, is, you know, is a muscle. So, like any other muscle, when you're feeling stressed or anxious, she could also be tightening it. So she needs to do some relaxing and some breathing as well. But I don't think that she's in pain. So, you know, make sure that he's, you know, providing enough foreplay, that you're really turned on before he's entering her, goes inside. And I'm glad that you're using lube, but you have to reapply too. Just remember, people think they'll just put lube on and like that they're done, but you got to keep reapplying and reapplying. I just don't want her to have any pain either, like any tearing or anything. So,
and he could go down on her and give her oral sex until she has an orgasm,
right?
And then penetrate her,
right? Because she says she goes for 20 minutes and it hurts, so maybe that's her max with him.
Right.
So maybe he
pleases
her. Some
women don't want to go for 20 minutes.
No, we don't even, right? No,
yeah.
We're busy.
I mean, men think that women want sex for an hour, but it's not true, is it, Emily?
No, it's not true. Like at the beginning, maybe when you're some of them, you're like, who's got an hour? Like, I'd rather
a good,
you know,
5 minutes, right?
I go to Whole Foods.
No. Nice solid 5 minutes.
Exactly. Menace blew enough to 5 minutes last week, didn't you?
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you.
I went from 3 to 5. Big jump.
That's really good, Menace. Did you use Promescent? So again, just take things slowly and don't overexert her poor vagina. I just think that women are so used to like suffering for it. We don't communicate it and she's like trying to please him and they got to work on this. Mm-hmm. Dance together.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
all the women listening are like, oh, her penis too big. I'm sorry.
You know, I got
to
tell you.
Then they have to deal with guys with small penises.
No, in 10 years of doing this, I've received more emails about a large penis than I have, like, small penis. Guys, women are not obsessed with their penis like you are. Like, they're not obsessed with size at all. Like,
no.
I mean, sure, they're size queens. Just like men who only want women with, like, really large breasts. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, fine. I was on a podcast yesterday, Greg Fitzsimmons. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a comedian.
Yeah.
Podcast. And it was funny because I was wearing a shirt that was kind of a see-through, but had like a bra. And he was talking about how he loves large-breasted women. He's like, and he looks at me, he goes, "I'm sorry." And I was like, "Oh, I didn't think I was that small." He's like, "What are you, like 32B? I'm like, "Yeah." He's like, "No, it's fine. No, actually, you're bigger than I thought." Like, he felt like he insulted me. But the truth is that it's like, that he's like, and then he was telling me his wife. She's like 34DD. I'm like, "So you found, so you, just, there's something for everyone." So it's the same thing. Think about your own sexual interests and don't mm-hmm. really worry about it. But women aren't going to care about your goddamn penis. Just know how to use it. Right? Okay, Ava, so people can find you. Loveology, can we talk about that for a second?
Yes, Loveology University is my online university where I train love coaches all over the world.
You teach people how to do what we're doing.
I think everybody should know the knowledge that we have, you know, on romance and love and relationships and sex, whether they use it as a career or whether they just use it for themselves. I think it's the most valuable knowledge I have to share.
Everyone needs to go to Loveology University. Yeah. Forget school and forget, you know, all the reading, writing stuff. Like,
well, before they get married,
college
they should
is important.
Go.
I know. I feel like that every couple, because like we're saying, they don't know how to communicate. So there should be some kind of, maybe this is the place that they all go and they could all learn how to communicate, because it's going to happen. Like, eventually, I know you're all thinking, I'm having amazing sex now, but, you know, eventually. You're going to just, well, just because like anything, like you're going to want to advance. You're going to want to change.
Yeah, people can't read your mind.
No.
No.
Men, women, we are not mind readers at all. And we think that we, you know, understand what everyone needs. So thank you, Ava. I'm so glad you've been here on the show. And you can check out all your information. We'll have these links on our website, but it's sexpert.com, at Dr. Ava Cadell on Twitter, and AvaCadell.com. So thank you.
Thank you for having me, Emily.
Great. And thank you, Menace.
Thank you.
At Menace.
At Menace
on Twitter and Instagram. And my dog Churro.
My dog Churro on Instagram.
She's growing up. She's growing up.
I know, she is.
She. I call every dog she. And
but
then
sexwithemily.com is the most important place, though. That's where you find out.
Sexwithemily.com. Yeah, follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. It's all at sexwithemily.
Another thing that we didn't mention is if there's any place that you listen to the podcast, to review it, put a comment, give it a thumbs up. A star or two or five, whatever
iTunes,
you want to do.
Or wherever.
If you can just do that little favor.
We like that. And like when you've said that, the people do that, actually. I appreciate it because you already subscribed to it. So just give us 5 stars.
Yeah.
How hard is that?
However you feel. We're not
the
saying.
Other thing. I feel like there's something else I wanted to mention. Oh, that we're going to be taking callers. So just
follow you online.
Yeah. Follow me online. We'll tell you about that. Sign up for my newsletter, which is awesome. And if I do say so myself, and we'll let you know. Thank you so much, and thank you, Madison, producer Madison, for a great show. Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Menace, and is Kevin still here? I don't know. Thank you, everyone.
Around, yes.
I love everybody. Thank you, Ava. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. You know that I love my magic wand, right? Ava, you can talk to me about this for a minute. How do you feel about the magic wand? Have you tried it?
Who hasn't tried the magic wand?
I feel like you become a sexologist, they're like, here you go. We don't get a diploma, we get the magic wand.
Yes, greatest gift.
I know, the greatest gift. And now it's unplugged. If you tried the unplugged rechargeable, it's pretty amazing. It's not in the wall anymore. It's been freed from its cord. It's a common belief that rechargeable toys can't be as powerful, but the rechargeable wand is every bit as strong as the original. Plus, it also has a new, smoother silicone head, 4 brand new vibration patterns like you've never felt before. They're really cool because a lot of toys now have different patterns, but these are like, I thought that I could just use it in one way, let's just say that. And I've experienced multiple different kinds of orgasms with this. And 4 levels of intensity to choose from, and I have tried them all, and it's a little quieter. So you're not sacrificing anything by trying the new magic wand rechargeable. You're not sacrificing pleasure or anything at all, and you might just have a few more orgasms. So it's a good time. Are you ready to go unplug? Check it out, magicwandrechargeable.com. And also Promescent, if you want to last longer in bed or you just want to have the sex and relationship that you deserve, you got to check out Promescent, because sometimes men just don't last as long. They just don't. Women can take 20 to 40 minutes to orgasm. Men, maybe 4 to 6, 6 to 10. And if you try Promescent, you will last longer in bed. It's the only actually FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. So check that out. It's promescent.com. Promescent. Thanks for listening.